Scientists pointed out that the answer may be hidden in the turbulent character of the solar wind plasma. Turbulent heating consists of both a progressive energy degradation and an increase of disorder going from large to small scales. The energy injected from the sun, as large wavelength fluctuations, or alpha waves, is progressively degraded and carried to shorter and shorter scales until it can be transferred to the plasma particles in the form of heat. At such short wavelengths, kinetic effects can drive the particle velocity distribution far from thermodynamic equilibrium. What is a turbulent cascade, and how does turbulent heating work? When stirring a cup of coffee with a spoon, swirls and vortices are produced in the liquid. These vortices split into smaller and smaller eddies, the turbulent cascade, until, at the smaller scales, the motions dissipate and the energy turns into heat. It would now seem that stirring heats the liquid, while everybody knows that the effect of stirring is to cool the coffee. In fact, the vertical motion triggered by the spoon brings layers of hot coffee from the bottom of the cup up to the surface, where they come into contact with the cold air, which absorbs the heat. As a final effect, the coffee cools off. But there is no cool air in space, and here is the difference between the coffee and the solar wind. As for the coffee, the energy injected by the sun stirs the solar wind, producing vortices and swirls. Along the turbulent cascade, the energy within these vortices eventually reaches the smaller scale and dissipates into heat. At this point, the temperature shoots up, turbulent heating, and there is no cool air to stop it. Maybe get rid of the bits and brackets.
Two.
Quoi?
Two.